You notice he said, confess that you're wrong, because he ain't never wrong. He's always right. So you just need to confess, oh, God, you know, that's why it wasn't working, because I'm wrong. Don't go up to him and say, God, it ain't working, you're wrong. No. He can't be wrong. That's why he said, confess your faults. What? Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another. Notice he said, pray one for another. Just don't pray for yourself. Pray for one another. Amen. That you may be what? Heal. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man does what? Makes what? Makes righteous man avail as much. Now notice, I want to read this from the Amplified. I don't know if you can get it up there. But I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible as well. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look what it says in the Amplified Bible. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults. Do what? Don't be so proud that you can't say you're wrong. Is that right? A righteous person, just because I'm righteous, don't mean that I won't miss it. And I ain't set out to miss it. But I tell you what, when I'm going to act on what I know and stand for that which God had given me, amen. And now listen what it said. Confess to one another your fault, your slips, your false steps, your offenses. Anybody in here ever been offended? If you don't raise your hand, we're going to pray for liars. Anybody in here ever been offended? Got a whole bunch of churches. Did you hear what I said? Anybody ever been offended? Well, I see some hands up. We must have some liars in here. Because I guarantee you somebody have offended you, haven't they? But watch what it says. He said, confess your faults one to another. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false step, your offenses, your sin. And pray also for what? That you may be healed. You notice before the healing take place, the offense and stuff have to be confessed and gotten out the way. You ever notice that? That you have to acknowledge, I made a false step. I let something slip. I got offended. Amen. And then he said, and pray also for one another that you may be healed for what happened. And restore it to a what? Spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continuous prayer of a who? Of what kind? Righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. A righteous man has some power. Amen. Amen. You have a right to prosper. You have a right to win. You have a right when you go on a job to be successful. Hallelujah. You have a right when you marry a wife, men, to be successful at taking care of that home. Amen. 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 The devil will tell you, boy, you can't do nothing, you this and that. No. I am a man of God. And I have a right to take care of my home and my family. I'm not going to beg and bum. I'm not going to act like a little wimp. I'm going to be a man of integrity, man of faith, man that believe God, and I'm going to do right. Hallelujah. You have a right to do that. You have a right to give your family a home. You have a right, amen, to win in life. Am I helping anybody? Amen. Righteousness is the power force that the devil can't do nothing with. Hallelujah. 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 And you know what? That's why God made you righteous. Have you ever known the devil to do anything with God? I'm going to ask you again, because some of you, have you ever read or known in any place in all of your reading of the Bible, in all your days of living, the devil to do anything with God?
No.
Well, if he righteous, he gave you his righteousness, guess what? That's why you need to get a revelation in your spirit. Because his days will be over and running your life. As the fellow said, he can ship his saddle home now because he ain't riding it. He got to find somewhere else to ride because he's over with. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, this is why many people are beat up in life, because they have been told that, you know, I'm just an old sinner, saved by grace. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm just an old sinner, saved by grace. God's in control of this. If he won't do anything about it, he can do it. But if he don't do something about it, ain't nothing can be done. Well, listen, y'all. Didn't he send Jesus? Did Jesus die? Did he raise him again from the dead? Didn't he tell us that all power was given to him? Didn't he tell us, now you go do what I did? Didn't he tell us that? Didn't he say it? Well, see, the devil, see, long as you believe that you just owe nobody or just an old sinner and I can't do nothing because that's just the way life is. No, life is like God said it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this one. Thank you, Jesus. John 17:23. Look what God did. John 17:23. Are you there? I in them, thou in me, that they may be what? Made perfect in what? I in them, thou in me. You hear what Jesus is saying? I in them, thou in me, that they may be perfect, righteous, perfect, righteous in one. Isn't God righteous? Isn't God one? Isn't Jesus one with them? That thou may be made perfect. Can y'all hear what the word is saying? May be made perfect in one. And that the world may know. That the world may know. That thou hast what? Sent me. And has loved them, sent me. As thou hast loved me. Did you hear that? That you, the world may know, not only you know, but the world may know. Because of the faith, the grace, and the God-given ability that you walk in such true righteousness and holiness and godliness and victorious living. They don't hear you whining. They don't hear you crying. They see you. And when trouble comes, they'll notice that you're going to frizz out. you don't panic. You don't go around bad mouth. You don't go around poor mouth. Condiment can go sky high, go ocean deep. You still praise God. You give thanks. Why? Because you're one with Him. He made the ocean. He made the world. He made everything. I'm one with Him. I can't go down. I won't go down. I refuse to go down. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm one with Him. He made everything. How will a thing or create or something He created go overtake Him and take Him out?